I always like to say it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Last bow heads as we pray, please. Father Lord, as I'm about to speak your word, let your people not hear my voice, but yours. Let me speak not of myself, but humble me enough that I may speak only of you. Father Lord, if only one person goes home blessed today, Lord, then let it be so. In Jesus' name I pray. Now before we begin, I'd like to present to you with a little scenario. You're at home one day, just going about your normal business, when you get a phone call from an unknown number. You pick up the phone and ask who the person is. They do not answer your question, but instead, they present to you a task that they would like you to do for them. Keep in mind that you are unfamiliar with this person's voice and have no idea where they're calling from. They tell you to run an errand for someone. This person lives at a completely peculiar address that you've never heard of in your life before. Immediately they've told you what to do, they hang up the phone. What do you do? Now, simply out of human instincts, we would not do whatever they say we should do simply because, well, first of all, we don't know the person. We don't trust them. In fact, they could may as well be setting you up. See, it's the same thing with God's voice. At times we cannot recognize it, and when we're presented with tasks, we can tend to ignore them, thinking it's just really us talking to ourselves. It can either go that way or the other way around. We can think we're hearing God's voice where it's really just us talking to ourselves. I personally have experienced this and ended up failing at whatever it is I have to do. But thank God that fail stands for first attempt in learning. Now the Bible says that God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which is and was and which is to come, the Almighty. But the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago, and it doesn't take the greatest stretch of imagination to realize that things have changed over the years. The concept of a God has been somewhat compromised in the following earthly theories. To psychologists, he is Sigmund Freud. To mathematicians, he is Albert Einstein. To physicists, he is Isaac Newton. To motor engineers, he is Carl Benz. To playwrights, he is William Shakespeare. Yeah, you get the point. According to others, God isn't really God anymore. The dictionary defines the term God as a supreme ruler or being over everything with reference to a particular attribute. Now, obviously, the dictionary is very general and doesn't concentrate on the Christian perspective, which says that God is the first, the last, and beside him, there is no God. In other religions, for example, in Greek mythology, there are many gods coexisting together. I'm sure most of you would have heard of Zeus, Athena, Ares, and Mars, etc. But we are told in the Bible that there is only one God. It's really not that complicated when you think about it. He is God of everyone and even invites everyone to follow him. He tells us about his great love for us and how we are all his children. Of course, we as Christians are very privileged that we have knowledge of this, but there's a problem. Not everybody else does. And I personally think that this is the main reason for most of the world's problems. Children, teenagers with their whole life ahead of them, inflicting pain onto themselves. People committing suicide, taking their own life. Confusion everywhere. The list goes on. Simply because these people are unaware of who God is. So many religions in this world, so many denominations of different religions, but Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, one of the things I like most about our God is that he's very versatile. He can be your father, leader, ruler, role model, and guardian all in one. Other religions state that they have different gods for different attributes, whereas we, on the other hand, only need one God. Who else is our shepherd, making us never to want? Who else makes us lie down in green pastures? Who else leads us beside still waters and restores our soul? Who else comforts us with his rod and his staff when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Who else prepares a table for our enemies? Who else anoints our head with oil? None other than the Lord God Almighty. The Bible says, whatever is good and perfect comes to us from the Lord God above. He created all heaven's lights. Unlike them, he never changes or casts shifting shadows. God never changes. In fact, it's impossible for God to change. The influences that cause change in your life have no effect on God. He will never be stronger or weaker. His knowledge and wisdom will not increase nor diminish. God does not compromise or change his values, and God does not have mood swings. Life and its uncertainties may shake you, but God, the Rock of Ages, does not move. If you cling to him, his strength will sustain you. God's unchanging purpose gives you eternal life. Psalm 33:11 states, the Lord's plan stands firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. God's plan is unchangeable. It existed at the beginning of creation and remains the same today. And you are part of his plan. Paul explains we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the things, the good things that he has planned for us long ago. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. God's unchangeable ways assure you of unwavering guidance. Psalm 18:30 states, as for God, his way is perfect and the Lord's promises prove true. God's principles for life never change. His guidelines given in scripture produce fruitful lives when you follow them. God's unchanging word equips you with the timeless truth. Isaiah declared, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. God's words and commands are timeless. God's unchanging guarantees everlasting security. If you have trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can be assured of eternal life. God is eternally committed to your redemption, your spiritual growth, and your eternal destiny. God's commitment to you is as strong as he is eternally constant. The storms of life are continually changing, but God remains the same. He is consistent and reliable. He is your anchor. You can always count on God because he never changes. Yet God still loves atheists. Tell me, can you love someone who doesn't even believe you exist? This really proves that God loves all his children equally. He will do anything to get to us. The Bible says, as far as the heavens are from the earth, so is his great love for those who fear him. God is infinite. Unlike us, he has no limits or boundaries. He is not confined to the dimension of space. He is not subject to the limitations of the material universe. His love, holiness, mercy, and all other qualities are unlimited in their scope and expression. God is self-existent. Unlike everything else in the entire universe, he had no beginning. He is the creator. He is the only one who exists outside of the created order. God is eternal. He is not bound by the dimension of space. He created time as a temporary context for his creation. With God, everything that has ever happened or will ever happen has already occurred in his awareness. God encompasses all of eternity. God is self-sufficient. All creation relies on God for existence. But he has no need for anything. He does not need our help. He only offers us the privilege of being involved with him in the fulfillment of his purposes. God is gloriously incomprehensible. But he is also a personal spirit. Through his love, through his infinite love and goodness, he has provided a way for us to have an authentic, personal relationship with him. First, God revealed himself to the world in the Bible. The scriptures provide us with a clear description of what God is like and what is important to him. Second, God came down to heaven to live on earth. For 33 years, human beings could observe the incarnate God through their senses as they walked and talked with his son, Jesus Christ. Third, God destroyed the barrier of sin and self-centeredness that separated us from our holy God. His perfect son, Jesus, died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. Fourth, God sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in Christians in his presence. Our Creator did all this so we could go beyond just knowing him. We can actually enter into a warm friendship and intimate family relationship with him. What a gracious offer and awesome privilege. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. No matter what you might be facing, God can help you. Nothing is too hard for him. No need is too great for him to meet. No problem is too complicated for him to solve. No fear is too strong for him to conquer. No prayer is too difficult for him to answer. God merely spoke the universe into being. A universe that astronomers estimate contains more than 100 billion galaxies. But all the power contained in this entire universe is but a small representation of the unlimited power of God. The combined energy of all of Earth's storms, winds, ocean waves, and other forces of nature do not even equal a fraction of God's almighty power. God's power is inherent in his nature. All power has been his and will always continue to be his for eternity. Any power that we have given into us is by God. Because God is all powerful, he has the ability and strength to do whatever he pleases. His power is not restrained or inhibited by any of his created beings. People and nations are powerless when confronted by his might. Our amazing God is capable of doing anything as long as it does not violate any of his other attributes. No task is too big for him. He never fails and he is never tired, nor frustrated or discouraged. Yet, our all-powerful Creator cares for us and he longs to exhibit his power in our lives. David writes, "When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, you have set in place what are mortals that you should think of us. Mere humans that you should care for us. No matter what you might be facing, God can help you. Nothing is too hard for him. No need is too great for him to meet. No problem is too complicated for him to solve. No foe is too strong for him to conquer. No prayer is too difficult for him to answer. War and destruction are inevitable, yes, but so is God's final victory. At that time, we'll all be still before Almighty God. How proper then for us to take us to be still now, reverently honoring him and his power and majesty. Take time each day to be still and just exalt him. The Bible promises by his mighty power and work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. Ephesians 3:20. If our hearts and motives are pure and we truly seek to do God's will, then there is nothing too difficult for us as we depend on his strength. The song, "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord," says, "How awesome is the sight, our radiant King of light. Be still for the glory of the Lord is shining all around." I pray that God will reveal who he is to us all as we continue to develop a strong relationship with him for the rest of our lives. And may we dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening.